Hello and welcome to Cats Out of the Bag. I'm Kat Hennessy, and in this podcast, nothing is off limits. Hello, Queenies. Today I have a very special guest coming to join me. I have Paris Jacobson. She is a Gold Coast gal. She's an influencer on Instagram and is an absolute legend. Do you want me to take that out? You like it?
That's fine.
What do you want me to call you?
I don't know. I guess I am.
She is an Instagram influencer.
Instagram model, obviously.
Love it.
I hate that shit.
And today we're going to be talking about Paris's journey into coming out, dating women, and just get to know her. So I'm going to bring her in. Welcome, Paris.
Hey, guys.
So how are you today?
Yeah, I'm really good.
I
did some content today. So
love it.
I've had this makeup on since probably 9 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
But I went to the gym this morning as well. So that was a good start to the day.
I love it.
Yeah.
Still looks fresh as. I like put
really?
My makeup on an hour ago and I feel like I've sweated it off already.
I was looking in the mirror, like in the little car mirror going, oh my God. You know, when you're like mascara is like all under your eyes and it's like all smudged and creased. I'm like, ooh.
No, it looks good. But, oh well. Guys, I was just telling Paris, I like put my lipstick on before coming and then I was like, wow, I'm so hungry, but I have an apple and I've ate it in my fucking car. And then, you know, when you like eat an apple and because you like open your mouth really wide, my lips like went onto my bottom chin. So I have like a pink chin right now. So it's
all the girls will know.
Yeah.
Like,
I look really good.
They'll understand. Like really. It always happens. Like, and you're at a restaurant and you're trying to like eat really politely because you know you've got lipstick on, especially red lipstick.
And you're
like trying to eat and you're like,
yeah, that's the fucking worst.
And then you get that little thing and you're like, fuck, you go to the bathroom and try
anytime
and get it off.
You have a burger or anything like that.
It's always the burger.
I was trying to be healthy. Like I was eating an apple.
Yeah.
Like, give me
good
some
on you for
love.
Having an apple. I haven't had an apple in a very long time.
Yeah, I know. It was a random, like they had some at the office and I was like, why not?
Fucking why not?
Snack vibes.
Snack vibes.
So I'll ask you a few questions. So firstly, when I get a guest on, I like to normally ask them like what's something, one or two things that people don't know about you?
Yeah, I knew this was coming and I still don't know what to say. lol. But I don't know. I'm going to like come straight out with like some juicy stuff.
Go, I love it.
Straight
I'm here
into
for it.
It. When I was 15, my first, you know, when you lose your virginity.
Yep.
Was with a girl. So
really?
Yes. The first ever sexual experience I ever had was with a girl. So
really?
I guess some people won't.
Oh my God. That is like an amazing secret that people don't know about you.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, okay.
Someone else was like, I don't know. I just feel like people normally give really basic answers. And I feel like that is what Cats Out of the Bag wants.
I was like, I'm just going to go straight in with like.
No. Fuck yes. Yeah. Okay. So let's talk
straight
about
into
that.
It. Yeah.
So your first sexual experience was with a female.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess mine kind of was too because I was like 7 and I used to like play like doctors and nurses and I'd be like, let's
kiss. Oh, yeah. I definitely did that as
well. Yeah, but like proper sex. So did you like do everything the first time?
Not the first time. So like I had a best friend. She's also my most recent ex as well. So this is a big story.
So like, your recent
so this
ex
is
was
a long story.
Okay, no, I'm
long
here
story
for it.
Short or
long story
long
details.
Okay.
I want to hear about who.
So
was
this
on
is
top,
the whole coming
what.
Out story from the start. Yes. So my most recent ex, but we'll start from the very start. So 14, she moved to the school, became good friends, best friends, and I was like a bit obsessed with her.
Yeah.
You know, besties to start off with. Anyway. And then I remember we've been like, I think it was in year 9, we've been best friends for like a year. And I was like, why, like what's happening? Why am I like really into you, like more than a friend? I was very scared about it. And then I was like, fuck it. I'm going to write her a letter because you know, when you do, how you do back then, you know.
Love it.
So I wrote a letter and I gave it to her at school and I was like, oh, here's a letter like. When at the end of the day of school, I gave her the letter and I was like, read it tonight and then like talk to me tomorrow and like see how you feel about it. And then
what
I
was
like. What
was she like when you gave her the letter?
Well, like she was like, oh, okay. Like we used to write letters to each other anyway.
Right. So it wasn't that weird.
Wasn't that
normal.
Weird. Like we were pretty young, which is like really weird to think about now. But anyway, we used to write like letters like Bessie's Forever, like XOXO, the Biffles, whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
That stuff. But I gave it to her in like afternoon and then came in the next day, like to school the next day. And I was like shitting myself all night, so scared. I was like, oh my God, I've ruined our friendship. Like she's going to think God. I'm disgusting or she hates me. Like, I don't know. Like,
that's pretty ballsy of you to do. Like I'd be terrified because you don't know.
I don't think I would do that now.
No,
I
neither. Don't know. But like, who knows? Like, what if she went and told everyone?
Yeah, like, and what if she was like, "I don't want to be your friend anymore," and then everyone hated me? Yeah.
Well, obviously that didn't happen.
No, I came the next day and I was being really like awkward. I'm like, but she was acting completely normal, and I was like, "Did you read the letter?" Like, and she was like, "Yeah," and I was like, "So," and she was like, "Yeah, it's fine, all good."
What?
I was like, "What? What's going on?
What does all good mean?"
Like,
because all good as though she's keen, or all
good
as though
I didn't know what was happening, and then we sort of just left it, and then from there it just like progressed.
So, did you feel like a shift in how she was acting towards you from that moment?
Yeah, because and then I took everything as like when you're just friends,
yeah,
like flirting, but when you're just friends, it's not flirting. But then from then on, it was like, okay, maybe we are flirting.
Mm.
And then, yeah, just progress from there. Mm. But we didn't really tell anyone because we were, like, I was too scared.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, even one of our friends, I remember finding out, because, like, we used to do everything together. So everyone was like, you're lesos or blah, blah. And we're like, no, we're not. Like, leave us alone. But even when one of our friends found out, she was like, you guys are disgusting.
No.
Like, can't believe you guys lick each other's pussies. Like, that's disgusting. Like, really? Why would you do that? Yeah. So, like, we didn't. Like, want to tell anyone.
Yeah.
And then her.
Oh, babe, I'm sorry. That's awful.
That's all right. She had an older sister in the grade above. And, yeah, once it, like, sort of came out towards the end, like, they used to throw food at us and, like, yell shit out at us. Like, it was horrible. Like, we got really, like, bullied for it. And then I think that's one of the reasons why we, like, ended up breaking up.
Really?
At the end. Also because I was, like.
In high school or
in
recently?
In high school,
yeah. Okay.
I was so obsessed with her too, like, a little bit too over the top. But it was my first relationship.
Yeah.
And it was like my first time and everything. So
how did it progress from that letter to you guys then dating? And like what led, like how did you kiss the first time? Who made the first move?
It
like,
was definitely me.
Okay. So
I'm going to say.
Give us the deets.
So that she used to have a king single, lol, in her in her room.
I love a king single.
So funny. So but there used to be a mattress on the floor for me to sleep, but I never used to sleep on the mattress.
Really? Do you reckon her parents knew?
I don't know. My mom said she knew because she could just tell like the way I looked at her.
Really?
Like mom just knew I was in love with her, but yeah. I think at the end mom and her mom like chatted about it. Mm. But I don't think at the time they really knew what was going on. They just thought we were like really close and best friends and obsessed with each other. But yeah, the king single, so funny. And I remember like we'd say goodnight and I would like get into the king single with her. And then I remember she went to the bathroom and she came back and I was like, okay, Paris, just do it. Just kiss her when she gets back. So yeah, and then I just kissed her in the king single back in her old room.
Love it.
Love it. Yeah.
And then did
but
you?
Obviously, because we were both girls, like our parents were fine with us having sleepovers where if it was a guy, I feel like you wouldn't let two. Well, my parents wouldn't have let.
No, God, no. My parents are so strict with that stuff.
Yeah, wouldn't have let a guy stay over when I was like 15. So
totally.
Yeah. So, yeah, we used to have sleepovers all the time, which obviously gave us more opportunity to explore that.
And did you like do like the first time you hooked up? Did you do other things or did you?
I don't
just
think so. Like, I can't even remember that well. It was so long ago. It's like 10 years ago now.
Yeah.
So,
right.
But, yeah, we definitely did other stuff. Like I remember, being very horny at that age.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, is normal.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And anyway. You want to experience everything and everything's so new that I feel like you get more turned on than you normally would because it's so exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. So we definitely did all the things.
Love it.
Yeah.
Like, did you go down on her?
Yeah. I remember the first time. I think it was the first time she ever had an orgasm and I was like grinding on top of her.
Really?
And then she like freaked out after. She was like, what the fuck was that? Like what just happened? Yeah. And I was like, oh, I think you just had an orgasm.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I think this is a lot. This is a lot. Anyway.
You're like, I love this.
anyway. Yeah, so then I think it started with that, and then eventually, yeah, we would touch each other. We definitely did 69 a lot.
Did you?
I remember that.
I've never done 69
with a girl.
I remember
my mum, no, was it my mum or my sister? One of them walked in on us one time, and I was in my bedroom, and we would have been, yeah, like 15, and we were on the floor, like right, this is so dumb, like right where my door opens, like right there on the floor. And I remember them coming in and being like, ah, I'm like closing the door.
Were you 69ing?
Yes.
No.
How embarrassing.
No. And did they see?
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, no.
I know, how bad.
And what did you do? Were you guys like butt naked?
Pretty much,
that's
yeah.
That's like my worst nightmare, just my mum generally walking in on me having sex, let alone being like butt naked in front of the door doing like a kinky position.
Yeah, it was so fucked, but I don't think anyone said anything. I think it was my sister, because otherwise my mum, I think she would have freaked out a bit
more. Totally. Oh, right, but, yeah. Anyway, you weren't doing missionary. It was like some fucking R-rated shit in there.
Some fucked up
couldn't
shit.
Couldn't like hide under the doonas.
No, on the floor too. Like, what were we doing? Oh, what were we thinking?
Wow, this carpet's really soft.
Like, no, I think it was floorboards.
Ew, that's even worse.
I know, why?
That's like asking for a bad back.
Yeah.
At 15.
anyway, yeah.
So you dated for a while in...
Yeah, probably like a year.
Yeah. And then...
But yeah, didn't really tell anyone, only like our close friends knew. And then towards the end, like people started to find out, or people were saying stuff and being like lesos, and we had food thrown at us and it was horrible.
Oh, that's so
awful.
And
also
awful,
I was
babe.
Being like a bit obsessive. Like I look back now and I can see like I was like, oh, well, I wasn't letting you like hang out with anyone else, and I was like being like really attached. Mm. So
I think that also comes with like an age thing as well. Mm. Like I feel like... I mean, I'm a completely different person to who I was when I was 15. I was a jealous, overpowering.
Yeah, that was me.
Like, you know, it's like you grow up and you realize how to behave in a relationship
as
well.
Yeah, exactly. It was my first relationship ever too.
Yeah.
So you're not going to know what you're doing.
So it ended due to like bullying and like
everyone finding out, and like she wasn't comfortable with that. Like she wanted to deny, where I was like, oh, like if someone asked me, like I don't really care that much.
Yeah.
Like it sucks that people are like being rude and like talking behind your back and whatever. But
yeah,
I was like pretty okay with being semi-open about it. But it ended really badly. We weren't friends anymore. I was devastated, like absolutely heartbroken. Like first time you've ever had my heart broken. It was so sad.
That's the worst.
Yeah. It was really sad. But then she like did like a full 360 and was like, I hate you and we're not friends. And like, and then she would like, she ended up like not bullying me, but like being really rude, like through all high school, like
so this
would be like, I hate Paris. So like everyone to like,
so what grade would have it ended in?
Like year 10? Start of year 10. Yeah.
It ended in start of year 10. So you had to go through the rest of the high school, not
rest
being
of high
friends.
School, same school, not
really?
Being friends. Yeah.
Oh babe, that's awful. That's really hard.
Yeah. It was really hard.
And did you like transition to men in that time at all?
Yeah, so I had a high school boyfriend after that.
Yeah.
Sort of always knew like
definitely,
especially after that experience.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, like had a really like with everyone being so rude and you know talking behind your back and like not
just
accepting.
Almost easier.
It was just easier to like fall into that and I feel like I did love him and fall in love with him and stuff, but it's just like was never the same.
Mm.
And then that was like we broke up at schoolie, so we were on and off throughout high school.
Yeah.
But he was also like really good friends with Lauren as well.
Really?
So like they were good friends too. So we've always been like in each other's lives a lot.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then broke up at schoolies and then had another boyfriend for 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
and like now that you're like do you think like if you picture yourself having sex with a man or sex with a woman, do you feel like you prefer one or the other?
Yeah, definitely. Like my...
Which one?
Either woman. Woman, obviously.
Really?
Yeah.
But don't you miss like the feeling of a dick going in you?
No, I actually don't.
Really?
Like,
see,
I
I'm
feel
so
like,
internal. I like
I
struggle.
Like fingers just do...
The same
like,
thing?
The same but better.
Really?
For me. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I just like there's something
about – You can't
about-
get a dick to like move like, you know, like bend in half almost. Like you can't
– I mean unless you sleep with a guy with a bent dick, which I have before.
I slept with this guy with a fucking banana dick.
Oh my God.
I was like, what the fuck? Anyway, feels good though.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. Ew. But yeah, I don't know. I felt like when I had my little lesbian phase.
Yeah.
I really missed fucking men. Like I'm definitely straight, but I think I'm just like open and curious and like I see myself marrying a man. I see myself ending up with a man, but I still find women sexy and I'd still like be open to hooking up with women. I don't know if I could date a woman though.
Yeah. It's very intense.
Yeah.
Dating a woman. But
yeah. But then also I kind of did date a chick for like a month and that was like fucking 10 miles an hour. But then I've hung out with this girl. She's actually a friend of yours.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had a date and we went to like Thai together and like went to like BYO.
Yeah, she's told me as well.
So. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I already know this.
Okay. But then, so it's a bit weird. So we obviously like message all the time and we had like a really fun date the first time and like, you know, left and I'm like, see ya, like give her a hug. And then she like came over again recently and we watched like Vampire Diaries at mine.
Yeah.
And like, I think she's beautiful. She's gorgeous. And like, yeah, I definitely would hook up with her, but I just feel like a fish out of water that when I'm on my couch with her, I'm not going to fucking put my arm over her and start making out with her. Like I just, I don't know.
You don't have the confidence.
I don't have the confidence.
Yeah. That was me too. Whereas I was like, even now I'd be like, I could sleep with a man and like know exactly what I'm doing and be so confident because it's like, almost like acting for me.
Totally.
Like I'm like, I know exactly what I'm doing and it's so easy. But with a woman, I'm like,
I just get the rejection as well.
Yeah. And it's also like women are so different. Like everyone likes different stuff.
Mm.
Whereas I feel like most men, it's like the same thing.
It's I know.
Like
pretty it's easy. Like you literally like, just start like rubbing their inner crotch mid-movie like, and give them a blowy and they'll be like,
fuck yeah, they're so like no offense, but like
I know they're so men are so basic,
so easy. I know. Like
I could literally like bend over and like twerk my butt a little bit. I'm like I know, be like hard. Whereas a girl, like it's a lot more effort.
Yeah, and everyone likes different things, and it's like totally. So scary because it's like I don't know what you like, and even like with the new girl I'm seeing now. I'm like, was terrified to sleep with her and like put it off for so long because I was like, fuck, I have like performance anxiety. Like I have no fucking idea. Like I feel even though I've been in a relationship with a woman for a year, I'm like, I don't know what she likes. And like you sort of just got to like communicate and like
Which is important. Yeah. I think in any sexual relationship, like having that communication and letting someone know what you like because everyone is so different.
Everyone is different,
Like hooked up with this chick who wanted me to like fucking finger bang her. Like she was like, I want you to fuck me really hard. And I was like, like I thought it was going to be this like really sensual, sexy like
passionate.
Cause I'm like, that's how I am generally. Like I'm like a very like passionate, sensual lover. Yeah. And it just wasn't that. And it just like wasn't my cup of tea.
Yeah.
But then I've also had guys who have like tried to fuck me really hard and quick and you're like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? Or then a guy that's like really in touch with it and it's like really nice. So
it depends on the person and you just got to talk about it and
So what do you think I should do about my situation?
Well, she said to me she got friend vibes.
Oh.
And she said, I don't know if I'm exposing her.
No, it's fine, it's fine.
And she was like, oh, we had a really nice day and she's so nice. But she said you said that you just felt friend vibes.
No.
Ah.
I'd hook up with her, but then we started speaking about like guys we'd hooked up with when we were together.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm totally fine because it's like she's a girl and I'd normally speak with my girlfriends about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And like, she is great and I'd totally hang out with her as a friend too, but I definitely could hook up with her if that makes sense. But I don't know if she's actually – properly been with a chick before. She said she's been on a few dates, but
I think she has.
So I just like wasn't gonna make that move.
And
then I don't think she was gonna make that move, and maybe I just do need to talk to her.
I feel like you something. Just gotta like put it on the tape. Put it all out on the table.
It's weird.
It's
I don't
so
know
weird. And it's so hard too with girls too because you're like unless they like know me or like they follow me or like like and I dress really quite feminine too. So most people like have no idea, which is also can be really annoying too with men. It's like, can I buy you a drink? I'm like, no, thanks. Like not interested.
Why not?
They're like, why? I'm like, oh, I'm gay. They're like, no, you're not. I'm like,
yes, I am.
Fuck off. Like, fuck leave off. Me alone. Also, just bought myself a drink. So
yeah.
Thank you.
I don't need you to pay for mine. Fucker. No.
Yeah.
But even like, I invited her to the Mr. Consistent party the other week. And that was, I was like, this is my night. Like, I'm going to like maybe go to dinner.
Yourself up, yeah.
Well, I was like, we'll have a few drinks. Maybe that's what we need. And then she came and then she left because she was like, I'm going to get dinner. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, and then I ended up getting really drunk and vomiting in a drain. So I wasn't going to, I was completely useless to anyone around me at that time.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah. So anyway, well, maybe I'll reach out and. Yeah.
I think she is seeing this guy at the moment.
Well, that's what she also said as well. And I'm like, I don't really want to like go and like lick a girl's vagina after they've just been like fucking a dude. Like,
you know, disgusting.
Actually, even though I've had a threesome and done that before, but like, it just feels weird when it's. Yeah,
I know the thought of it's weird.
Yeah. And you're not. Yeah. Anyway, whatever. Moving on. But, so.
It's even funny though, like, when I started seeing this new girl, she's like more masculine and like just even learning like all the like lesbian lingo and stuff. Like, I feel like I'm quite a new lesbian, if that makes sense. Not really. I've always known, but I just didn't come out until I was 23. So. I've came out like quite late in life and like only experienced it sort of except for that my first time. So like learning about like all these different lingos, like top and bottom, but it's like the opposite way around. And I got like so confused for so long. Like with lesbians.
I've never heard of like top and bottom.
You haven't?
Well, I've heard it with gay men, like who's.
Yeah, so it's similar, but like, yeah, if you're. Oh, now I'm going to get confused. If you're the top, you're the one like doing
the fingering,
all the work sort of thing.
That sounds awful.
Yeah.
Why would you want to be doing all the work? Isn't it like mutual?
Yeah. Well, then you can be a switch. So you're either a top, a bottom, or a switch.
I'm a fucking switch, guys. Yeah. I'm a giver and a taker.
I'm a switch and the girl I'm with now, she's a switch too, which is great.
Great.
Because we just take turns for hours and hours and hours. Like the other day we were like, holy fuck, like the sun's gone down. Yeah. Like, what time is it? Like, we haven't eaten dinner. Like,
really?
And we've been like 2.5 hours, like, just taking turns the whole time. And we were like, fuck.
Don't you ever get bored?
No, like,
if I'm fucking a guy for too long, I'm like, please come.
With a guy, like, with my ex, sorry if he's listening or anyone who knows him, sorry. But yeah, like, at the end, obviously, I wasn't sexually attracted to him anymore. But
that happened.
It was like, quick, get it over and done with. Yeah. Let's go, bang it out. 20 minutes maximum, please.
Ooh,
like,
20 minutes even too long sometimes.
Yeah, like way too long. But I feel like we're in the new stages and like, so like it's all new and fun and.
Totally.
I feel like when you're with someone for a long period of time, it like dies down. But at the moment it's just like, but all I don't think I've, with a guy, I would have ever had sex for that long ever.
Yeah.
Like it was just crazy.
Well, that's what I mean. And I feel like the other thing is like guys aren't as familiar with a girl's vagina that they'll like shove their fucking dick in when you're not even wet. Whereas like you know that if you're not gentle with a vagina, it will be sore. So I feel like a woman's more aware of that.
Yeah. And we're also like talking the whole time about it. Like
totally.
It's like, no. Do you like this? Or like, do you like it when I touch there? And then you're like, no, I like it when you do this. And like, we're like the opposite with what we like. So like, yeah, it's funny. And then.
So what is she like that's different to you?
She likes it like more internal.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I like external.
Really?
Yeah. So like, I don't really ever orgasm from internal like ever. Like I never did with a guy ever.
Yeah.
So it was always like external for me.
Yeah.
Whereas she's,
internal.
Like wants it inside all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
And
so
is she
funny.
Like bisexual or is she?
Yeah, she's gay.
She's just fully into women?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She came out when she was like 18.
Yeah, cool. And have you guys like experimented with any toys or
not
like,
yet, but we've talked about getting a strap-on.
Okay. Like, which is like a strap-on or like a strapless strap-on?
Like I don't want anything that looks like too realistic. Like I went online and I got scared.
Mm.
Like I was like, ah! Like,
yeah, feels.
Like, wow, some of them are, like, really big, like 12 inches, like, really?
No.
It's like, I actually want to know, like, someone, if you're out there, please DM me if you can take 12 inches, please.
Yeah, literally.
Please let me know.
Yeah, let me know.
Because who is buying this?
Yeah.
It's, like, scary. I was like, I'm scared. And some of them look so real. It's like, okay, I don't want to be with a dude, so I don't want a strap on that looks like a penis.
Yeah.
like yeah. too realistic anyway. Like you want like a nice pink one or something.
No, totally.
Yeah. It's like a harness with like.
Yeah.
I mean, not big, like maybe like seven
I
max.
I feel like when you seven say strap on, it yeah. automatically sounds terrifying.
Yeah, it does sound terrifying.
But there are ones that are, they're called like a strapless strap on. So it's yeah. literally kind of like, it's like a V. It looks like a dick, but it's like a dick and a dick coming off a dick. And then.
Is that like the when you both use it at the same
yeah,
time?
So yeah. So I may or may not have done this oh once and I hated it.
Really?
I hated it. It was the time that I realized I was straight.
Yeah.
So I went to the sex shop with the lesbian girl that I was dating.
Yeah.
And we got this like nice little pink one. And so like pretty much she went on top of me as though she was the guy fucking me.
Yeah.
And she had the vibrator in her. And then there was like another little bit that went on her clitoris and yeah. then the other vibrating bit went in me and everything about it just felt
this was wrong.
So wrong oh, and unnatural no. and I just like wasn't into it. That was like I just think it just felt really foreign. And then I feel like obviously when you're with a guy, if you're dating them, if you're not using a condom, whatever, you obviously have like both of your like, you know, it's more lubricated, yeah. like all of those things, but it just didn't feel right for me.
Yeah.
And that I was like, I'm someone that I'll try everything once. So I was like, I'll give it a fucking go. Let's
just
see
give
if I'm
it
into
go.
It. Why
yeah.
not? And I did it and I was like, nah, I'm fucking straight. Like it just wasn't.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Like we've talked about it and we're definitely going to do it.
Mm.
But yeah, when I went online, I was like, oh my God, like I'm so overwhelmed right now.
Yeah.
It is terrifying. But yeah. She said she's used one before.
Yeah.
So just kind of like ease into it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
At the
what
moment
about
we're going
bullets
like,
or anything.
Yeah, like yeah. vibrators. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. See, that's fine. I think the whole strap on thing's like a whole nother level.
Yeah.
I've
especially
used like a little...
if you like put it on.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, am I going to be attracted to you?
In a no.
With
it's
like
fucking
a dick
weird,
hanging
dude.
Off. Like, I don't want to be with a guy for that reason that he. Like,
yeah,
I
like
want to be with
find
a girl.
Her beautiful because
yeah,
of her
because
body
she,
and her vagina
yeah.
and all those things.
So
not
like,
this fucking stick.
So if she puts a dick on, will I be really confused?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Give it a go. Like,
I'm going to give it a go.
And report back. I want to know
yeah.
what you
We've
think
We've
gone of it.
Like so many times, we're like, oh, should we go to the sex shop now and like get one?
Mm.
And then we end up getting too horny and just
mm.
have sex anyway. And then we're like, oh, next time.
Mm, mm.
And then, yeah, there hasn't been a next time yet.
I mean, I feel like even going to a sex shop with a partner or someone you're seeing is fun anyway because you can like get things
yeah.
together, experiment, spice it up. Like I feel like it's a fun activity.
Yeah,
so even just make an activity out of it and like you can see the sizes in real life and not
yeah.
get that 12-inch
no,
mani dick.
That shit is scary. So scary.
Fuck that. So yeah. cool. So we've obviously gone into lots of details about our sexcapades and, you know, your journey younger. But we haven't really spoken about, like, you coming out and how that was for you. So do you want to, like, tell everyone your story about coming out to your family, your friends? Like, what was everyone's reactions?
Yeah, so some of my friends, most of my close friends are the people I went to school with
yeah.
when I was younger. So they've sort of already, like, always known, sort of. So basically broke up with my boyfriend because I was like, not into this anymore. Like, there's just no sexual attraction there. Don't know what's going on. I think I must be a lesbian. Like, I'm just not into this at all anymore. He was really understanding about it all. And then we broke up. It was all amicable. We're still friends now. And then, like, 7 months later, I went away to Europe. And then my ex from when I was 15 also went to Europe.
Yeah.
And Leah. That
yeah.
you work with.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So we all went to Europe together and then Leah left and then we sort of got back together because it's always like something between us, like unfinished.
Mm.
So, yeah, so when we went to Europe, like got back together and then when we came back from Europe, I was like, well, is this legit? So I had to like come out. So that was like sort of my coming out because
yeah.
we were together. I told like mum knew when we were younger. Yeah, mum sort of always knew, but then I had to like come out and say it. So I remember it was Father's Day and all my family, just like my immediate family, were sitting and having like a lunch. And I had told my sister earlier that Lauren and I were together and blah, blah, and that I was going to tell everyone else at lunch, and I was like sitting there eating lunch, and at the end of lunch I was like, oh my God, I'm literally going to throw up, like my entire lunch, like all over the table. Like I was petrified. I don't know why. I look back now, I'm like, why was I so scared? Like obviously they're going to be fine with it and love you no matter what, but there was always that like,
what if?
Like what if they're not? Mm. Like what if they're not okay with it? Like what am I going to do?
Mm.
Anyway, Ella was like, my sister was like, Paris has something to say.
And no.
I was like, oh, you just threw me under the bus like so much. I was like, oh no. And I was like, oh, Lauren and I together. Yeah, that's it. Like I was so scared. And they were like, oh, my dad was so cute. He was like, that's the thing about like parents. We just like, we'll love you no matter what.
Cute.
So cute. So they were like
really supportive.
Really supportive and so fine about it. So, yeah, that was really nice.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Did you get any backlash from it, or is everyone pretty supportive?
Everyone was pretty supportive. Only backlash I got was, like, really religious people who would, like, send me, like, Bible verses and stuff. And remember, like,
oh, I've had that too. Don't worry.
I posted a photo, of Lauren and I and being like, oh, we're together and happy and whatever. And, yeah, I got all these messages, like, people with the Bible, like, saying, like, you're going to go to hell and shit. And I was like, what the hell? And then I also had like this older lady who was like, my daughter follows you and like you're setting a bad example and like all this stuff. And I was like, actually, I think I'm setting like a great, like a good example for your daughter actually, that she can be whoever she wants to be.
Totally.
Like,
and it's so important to be following older women than you that always, everyone's different. Like you've got to see that like no matter who you are, no matter what you do, like everyone's the same, and she shouldn't be viewing you differently because you decide to be with women or men or whatever. Like,
I was like, what do you mean a bad example? Like, doesn't make any sense. I think that's like so important to have representation of all different types of people.
Totally.
And like, even it, like if anyone has any like thoughts or is struggling with how they feel, like they can feel more comfortable with it. Like, I wish I had that when I was younger, like when I was going through that. Like the only gay person I knew was like Ellen.
Yeah.
And she was famous. So like she was allowed to be a lesbian.
Lol. I was like, Ellen? And then I was like, oh, Ellen.
Ellen. Yeah. I was like, that was like the only like.
Yeah, totally.
Representations until I started watching Pretty Little Lies. Pretty Little Lies. Yeah.
Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like one of the girls.
Which one was gay in that?
Oh, the one with the brown long hair. She had like
in real life or
no, like in the show, like she had a sexual experience like with a girl, and I was like,
oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I was like,
what's
oh my
her
God,
name in
I forget.
It? Yeah, she did. I remember that,
and it was like literally the best
Pretty
day of my
Liars.
Life. It was like the best day of my life. I've watched that scene like 8 million times.
Who is A?
I actually want to go back and watch it, but I remember seeing that and being like, holy shit,
I remember that. Yes, and she came out as well.
Yeah, and I was like, this is fucking great. But I wish I had more like stuff like TV shows. Like it was the first thing I watched and it was like way past that time as well. So there wasn't really much around. So I feel like it's a great thing. I feel like these days like it's come so far already. So,
totally. Yeah. I feel like people are so much more open about this kind of stuff now as well.
Yeah.
And just like even the movement in the past 5 years with everything is incredible. So I think it's just going to get easier and easier for – you know, kids and teenagers or whatever to be able to feel more comfortable with their sexuality.
There's so much, so many different people out there you can follow and like, it's great.
Yeah.
I think it's, so much more accepted now.
Totally.
Than it was back then and so much more representation, which is great.
100%.
Even, I feel like I look back and I'm like, oh, I've always known. And like, why didn't I just come out earlier? Like, blah, blah, like I'm annoyed at myself or like have regrets or whatever, but I don't because I'm like, it's my own journey and like that's the way it needed to be for me.
Totally.
And, so.
And you can't, you know, you did everything for a reason at the time and, you know, obviously when you came out it was the right time for you and now you know and that's the
most. Now I'm living my best life.
Totally. And living your best life and also at least you've experienced dating men. At least at least you fucked a dude. Like imagine if you stayed
and
with
also,
your ex from high school.
Yeah, and I don't regret that too because they were also great people and like I learned so much stuff from them as well. So,
absolutely. You, every experience you go through in life is for a reason and you take away
something
from it.
Yeah.
Totally. So you obviously got back with your ex after Europe. You dated for a little while and then like why did it end?
So we broke up in March. I got lots of questions, lots of messages on Instagram. Like,
yeah,
I haven't seen her on your Instagram, or like, what's happening? Or like, did you guys break up? And I sort of just like didn't say anything and have been sort of quiet about it because I just felt so awkward, like getting on my stories or something, be like, hey guys, like,
I'm single.
Hope you have a, like, having a great day. By the way, like, yeah, I just felt like really awkward. And I was like, I just want to keep it more private because it was a hard time. And it was like, yeah, obviously every time you have a go through a breakup, it's hard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we just figured out we were different people
yeah.
at different stages and, like, yeah. we were trying so hard to make it work.
Yeah.
Because we'd come back together after 9 years.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so trying way too hard to make something work when we just wanted different things and a different people and we're both having to sacrifice, like, ourselves for each other. So it's like you shouldn't have to change who you are for someone.
Definitely.
So we just thought, like, it's better off us just being friends. Like, it's been hard, obviously, but it's just the way it went and it's better off this way.
Totally. So, well, I hope you guys can, I mean, eventually give it time, but I'm sure you guys will be friends again in the future.
Yeah, I think we will be. Yeah, definitely.
And your new lover, tell me about her.
She's great.
Yeah. How did you meet?
We met her through my cousin because my cousin came out, I think like a year or a bit after, a few months or so after I came out.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, it was really great. Like, with you, you've already come out in the family. Like, it made it so much easier for me.
That's
which
good.
Is crazy. So my cousin's gay too.
Cool.
So, yeah. I met her through, she lives in Brisbane. And I feel like there's like a really quite a big gay community or lesbian community in Brisbane.
Yeah.
And then I went to her birthday and then I met Shay there.
Right.
Yeah. And it was like, just like this instant, like, I was just like, oh, there's just something about you.
Really?
Yeah. But Lauren and I were still together then. So I never acted on it. I was just like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
And then after we broke up, she was like a really good friend and we were just like, make sure she was checking up on me, make sure I was okay. And then a few months later, she asked me on a date.
Yeah.
And then it just went from there.
What did she say? Like, how'd she ask you out?
Well, she was like, do you want to just like catch up? This was just as friends, like the first time we caught up. And she was like, we were always meant to hang out and like Lauren was meant to come too. But then obviously we broke up. So then it ended up being just me. And then, yeah, we just went to the Pav and had a drink because she lives in Brisbane, but she just came, she had an eyebrow appointment. So she came down. So we just, went to the Pav and we both love Bloody Marys. And like, I don't have many friends that like them. Like, I feel like you either love them or you hate them.
Hate them.
Yeah. Like, so many people are like, fuck a Bloody Mary, that's disgusting. Like, it's like tomato sauce. But I'm like, I fucking love them. So we bonded over that.
Yeah.
And we had a Bloody Mary at the Pav. But then she asked me out, like, officially, like a few weeks after that, she was like, do you want to get dinner? And
And how does it work? Because I'm like, obviously, like, I'm very much like, I'm so happy to pay my way. And like, you know, it's nice if when a guy takes you out the first time, if they get the bill, but I'm so happy to pay for myself. And like, you maybe get the next one and then they get the one, you know, you like swap. Is it weird with women? Like, who the fuck pays?
Yeah. I didn't even think of that. Even
did you
when
split
I was
it?
With
like
my with my past boyfriends, like I always just split it all. Like we took turns. Like
you
get this one, I'll get the next one. So I think we just did that. But I think she offered to pay. She was like, I'll get it. But like I think she paid for like the first round and then we decided to get more drinks. So I went up to the bar and like got some drinks and brought them back.
Yeah.
So we just like, yeah.
Yeah.
We just
that's
like
good
switched.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our first kiss lol was that night.
Yeah.
And it was like on the street. In like Brisbane City.
Yeah.
Like so cringe.
Wait, like, and what, how did it happen? Who lent in on who?
I think it was me. Like, I was so nervous. Yeah. But we were in like, like six drinks in by this time.
Yeah.
And we're out on the street and we're going to a different bar. And I was like, okay, we're just about to cross, but we had to wait at like this crossing. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to do it. So like, I just grabbed her and just started hooking up on the street. Like,
really?
I just couldn't wait any longer. I was like, not going to do it in the bar.
And then.
Because there's like too many people around and then.
Totally.
But then I think like I feel like the street's probably worse, but oh well. I couldn't
then,
wait any longer. I was like.
No, so fair.
Yeah.
And then what, did you like hook up that night or did you like take it slow? Like.
We took it slow.
Yeah.
I think we tried to initiate something that night and then I think I was just like way too drunk.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it's just not going to happen. And we just went to bed.
Yeah.
But then after that we had like a conversation. It was just like fresh out of a relationship still, like only been a few months. So let's just try and take things slow and like see how things go.
Neck minute.
didn't last.
Yeah.
That's another lesbian like term. Have you heard U-Haul?
No. What is it?
So it's like, because you're both girls, like, when there's like this joke that when two lesbians get together, like things just move like so fast.
Mm.
Whereas like a girl and a guy will like chat for a while, like blah, blah. And then with lesbians, it's like, all right, you've had your second date and you're moving in.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I've heard that you're getting a cat together on the third date.
Yeah.
I've heard
so
that.
So it's called like a U-hauling. Like,
lol.
Yeah. So it's when I first heard it too, I was like, it makes no sense. But yeah.
So are you official now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
And like how often do you guys hang out? How's it going with
most
her being in Brizzy?
Weekends, I think it's good actually because I get to have like my own time to myself during the week, get to go to like dance classes and the gym, like do things I want to do and like still like have my independence and then like see her on the weekend and like both do our own things where I feel like where I went wrong in my last relationship with was that we were like in each other's pockets like all the time.
Mm, yeah.
And like
just, having your own life and your own space as
and
well
like,
is important.
Yeah. Being like, balance. Oh, I won't go to the gym because like I'll hang out with her and that sort of stuff. So I kind of like having, even though I'm like, oh, I miss you.
Yeah.
Like, don't go.
But it also like, you know, distance makes the heart grow stronger.
Exactly.
I dated a guy that worked in the mines for a while and I was like, okay, we're getting dinner Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, like to the girls. And then as soon as he'd come back, I'd be like, sorry, can't hang this week.
Yeah.
But like it was so nice to have my me time and like do my
own
thing.
Yeah, you still have like, your time to do your own thing and then, see each other on the weekend and stuff.
Totally. Yeah. And if you could like give any advice to anyone who's younger, who is maybe unsure if they're gay or they're struggling coming out, like what would be some advice you'd give someone?
I just feel like just be true to yourself and like don't worry about what anyone else is going to think.
Yeah.
Like you've just got to do what makes you happy. Like if you think about what other people are going to think of you, then you're just going to be unhappy for the rest of your life. You might as well embrace who you are and try and be like true to yourself.
Mm.
That's pretty much all I would say. Cause I wish I just didn't worry about what anyone else thought. And I feel like I would have been happier and more comfortable like a lot sooner if I had done that.
Do you feel like you have like a different energy in your life and like a different sense of happiness now that you can totally be who you are?
Yeah, definitely. Like I feel like so happy within myself now. And like, I just feel like, it was like a breath of fresh air. It was just like, oh, everything just feels right now. Whereas I felt like I was always hiding like a part of myself. Whereas now it's like all out in the open and I'm just like, oh, I just like, feel way more comfortable now within myself and like in my life. It's just, it's like a new energy, like you said. Like it just feels, I just feel like me and I'm not holding back.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. Well, let's do some little like lesbian etiquette questions. Okay, so I've had some people message me being like, what the fuck do lesbians do with their nails? Like, how do I have my long acrylics and finger someone?
That's hilarious.
So me firsthand, I've experienced this. Yeah. I got with a girl who had really long acrylics and it fucking hurt. So cut your nails.
Yeah, cut your nails.
Yeah. What's your take on this?
Yeah, well, I've always had long nails and I have a nail lady and I go like every 3 weeks. And ever since like seeing Shay, I was like, oh, can you cut my nails? And she's like, no, they're so nice and long and strong. And why would you want to cut them? And I'm like, cut them. just cut them. So I feel like I ended up cutting like just my one hand, like the two fingers, lol.
Lol.
A couple of times myself and being like, they broke.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I feel bad. Like I don't want to scratch someone's insides.
No, totally.
Yeah.
Okay, another thing that I really noticed. So I have laser hair removal.
Yeah.
And I've been with a girl that's had laser hair removal and a girl that just shaves. And fuck me, the girl who shaved, it was like kind of hurt.
Yeah, like if you're grinding on it, like it can be like.
It's like you're fucking sandpapering your vagina.
Yeah, it can
or like
be.
If you're going down on someone's like that, it's like you have like a red fucking nose.
Like it can get sore, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, both the girls I've been with have had laser or not much hair. So, I haven't really had that issue. But I know I've sort of, when it's growing back and you're grinding, you're like, oh, it's a little sore.
Yeah.
But, when you're in, when you're just so into it at the time, you're like, fuck it, who cares?
Yeah. Another thing that I got really confused about was, women saying, yeah, we had sex. But I'm like, but, what do you mean you had sex? Because, it's not sex. But then I know that, when you have lesbian sex, it's like going down on each other and fingering each other, and it's until someone orgasms, and that's considered.
I feel like, yeah, if you orgasm, I feel like that's.
Then it's sex.
Yeah, lots of people, lots of men but you can't have sex, but it's like you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say just going down on someone, each other, and yeah, using your fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you orgasm, then it's sex.
Yeah, yeah, okay, cool. And any tips for the ladies?
Any tips? I don't know. Everyone's so different. Yeah. So I feel like the people I've been with like different things, and I like different things to the girl I'm with now. So I feel like just always communicate and be do you like this? Or just be open and honest with each other, because everyone likes different things. So I feel like that's the only advice when approaching having sex with a girl is just suss out what they like maybe before you start, or you could make it sexy and be do you like that or whatever, whisper in their ear and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you wanted to. But I would probably be try and be more open about it and be hey, do you orgasm from internal or external? What do you like?
Yeah.
And just put it all on the table, because there's no point having sex with someone and them if you don't like something, just be hey, I like it when you do this.
I think it's that goes both. Even if you are straight and having sex with a male, I think communicating is really important because I've hooked up with a dude who wanted me to give him a hand job and practically fucking squeeze his dick off. And then another guy who wants it to be a super loose grip.
Yeah.
So everyone likes it so differently. Some guys love their balls sucked, some guys don't.
Yeah.
So
it's the same. Yeah. Some girls want you to be more internal, some people just want
I'm internal, you're external.
You
want
to concentrate on your clit. Just be hey, you like it when you do this, or how do you like it? And then you're on.
Yeah.
Easier that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no point being I don't like this and I'm not enjoying it.
No. I've done that before too, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, I used that when I was younger, but now
And you're not even enjoying the sex. I think it's there's or if no there's point. A position you don't like, it's just speak up, ladies.
Yeah.
Enjoy your sexy time.
Yeah, enjoy it. Tell them what you want.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. It was so nice chatting to you, and thank you so much for sharing all that intimate stuff about your life. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks so much for having me. It was so fun. I was so nervous, but
you nailed it.
It was great.
You nailed it.
So fun. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. I hope you enjoyed this juicy little ep and learnt a lot about fucking women. We love it. I can't wait to chat to you again next week. Please rate, review, subscribe. I'll put Paris's Instagram in my show notes, as well as if you want to join our Facebook group to discuss all the juicy details, there is the link below. So thanks so much again, and I will see you next week.